Maulana Ashraf Dokrat joins us on the line for this morning's book review program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana.
Jazakumullah khairan, Maulana, for joining us on the program. The book that we discuss, Maulana, the contributions of Abdul Rahim Kidwai to Quranic Studies by Abdul Qadir Shawli. Tell us, what is the topic dealt with in this book?
Well, the author, Abdul Qadir Shawli, who is well known in South Africa as a leading scholar in South Africa, he has determined that the Quranic scholar, Abdul Rahim Kidwai, is a suitable candidate to study, and he has devoted a book. For the first time, we have a complete book devoted to the contribution of Abdul Rahim Kidwai. Abdul Rahim Kidwai was born in 1956, and Kidwai, pioneered Quranic studies, especially in the field of looking at various translations and analyzing translations and reviewing these translations in a very constant, in a very diligent way over the years. And Abdul Qadir Shawli has taken this as a topic, Kidwai's life as a topic, relating especially to Quranic studies, and try to show how Kidwai is relevant by his pioneering contributions to Quranic studies. He not only reflects a very, very solid type of scholarship, but also he reminds readers of their responsibility to the Quranic Kareem, to its meaning, to its message, and the importance of recognizing the place of the Quran in the life of a Muslim, and the importance of the Akhirah, the importance of other themes that are so relevant in the Quran. So what Shawli does for us in this book is that he gives us a detailed analysis of Kidwai's contribution to Quranic studies, something that has been certainly left out, something that we don't know much about, and yet this is such an important scholar to be aware of. His comments have been very analytical. His comments have been very, the type of impressions he has of some of these Quranic translations, and his expressions of what he feels have left an important mark in Quranic studies and offer us important guidelines as we navigate through any translation of the Quranic Kareem. But apart from that, Ustad Abdul Qadir Shawli also tells us that there are other contributions, important contributions, that Kidwai makes, and he offers us those glimpses into Kidwai's life as well.
And then, Ma, how does the author approach the subject?
Yes, so what he's done is he has an introduction, and then a very important scholarly profile of Kidwai, an appraisal, and then in a very interesting third chapter, sources of Quranic studies. What the author does is that he identifies people who have made an impact in Kidwai's life. And one of those he mentions is, our learners would be interested to know, is the famous scholar Abdul Majid Daryabadi, who was the maternal grandfather of Kidwai. And he had a important influence on Kidwai and his life and his learning. Similarly, Mustafa Al-Azmi had an important influence on Kidwai. He identifies him also as a major influence, the writings of Sayyid Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi, the writings of Maulana Maududi, etc., also influenced Kidwai. And so in a section called Sources of Quranic Studies, the author refers to many of the sources that Kidwai has used, and how he has been able to, through his works, also in a sense refute some of the Orientalist views, some of what modernists and other deviants have presented, and also then he looks at, you know, he situates the reviews that he has of the translations within the frame of these various schools of thought, but also very importantly understands the trends that have gone through Islamic scholarship through the ages. And so Kidwai offers some guidelines as to what a ideal translation should be like, and against these guidelines then Kidwai in a series of reviews from the 80s in firstly in the Muslim World Book Review, in later in a book called The Bibliography of the Translations of the Meanings of the Glorious Quran into English. In many other works, Kidwai has produced a number of these reviews of Quranic translations, all the time well aware of the type of influence a translation can have on the reader. And so Kidwai's books are an essential part of a person's journey as he attempts to read the Quran or translate the Quran or read translations of the Quran or be more critical about the way he reads the Quranic translations. So he has a chapter then, chapter 4, Quranic translations, ideological perspectives, very importantly. And chapter 5, towards Islamic authenticity, Quranic translations in the 21st century. Chapter 6 is titled Sectarian Approaches to Quranic Translations. And here there are actual examples given of certain number of sectarian translations and how Kidwai has dealt with these problematic type of translations and how he has dealt with some of the areas and identified some of the type of difficult and problematic areas in sectarian translations of the Quranic Kareem. In chapter 7, the author deals with deviant Quranic translations and assessment, and looks at how Kidwai has identified some of the translations that were absolutely way off the mark and do not reflect what the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, for example, hold true. There is the overview of some of the Qadiani Ahmadi movement translations, some of the translations of and incorrect translations of Behbudi, and some of the, you know, other Shiite translations as well, and he identifies the problems in these translations very, very clearly, and this is then followed by a chapter 8. Quranic studies, the road ahead. And in this chapter, the author attempts to look at the future of Quranic studies and the place that these Quranic reviews of Kidwai play in Quranic studies per se, and how that, Kidwai's reviews of translators and their works date back right from 1649. And try to be as current as is possible, and he shows that, you know, Kidwai has remained constant in his approach, and we can trace a clear trajectory of his works over the time. So although this is, like the author says, an unenviable and a laborious task for any adept reviewer like Kidwai, these works have to continue and have to be, you know, an ongoing thing. Because as soon as you have a translation being prepared, There needs to be some evaluation and some critical evaluation, especially about the translation and the worth of the translation. So this is the 8 chapters then in which the author has divided this book. It's followed by an index, which is a very, very useful index and welcomed, especially in a book like this.
Now, Marana, is it worthwhile to know something about the scholarship of Abdulrahim Kidwai, and who would be interested in this?
Yes, well, look, Abdulrahim Kidwai is a versatile scholar. He has prolific writings that span over 30 years and cover a diverse field of literary Orientalism, education, Quranic studies. He has works in the field of Quranic studies itself, and he's the biography and the bibliography of his works is really quite impressive. So he's an important scholar in that sense, and he has made an important contribution to Islamic scholarship generally, and to specifically Quranic studies. So I think anybody who's going to take up Quranic studies seriously, anybody who wants to know about the contribution of scholars in recent times to Quranic studies, and I'm sure they will come across, as soon as you take up a study of translations of the Quran, there's hardly any scholarly work today on the field of translations of the Quran Karim, assessing Qurans, Quranic translations, which has really been a very popular type of study in recent times, the assessment of Quranic studies, of translations, of their value, of their worth, a history of the translation, etc. This is a really growing at an exponential rate. And any such study, you will see, refers very often to the contribution of Kidwai. Whether they agree with Kidwai or not is another thing, but certainly they cannot avoid his work simply because of the breadth and the scope of Kidwai's contribution. He has tried to review a number of translations, certainly the more popular ones, and he has been very, very successful in that. His other books, The Quran Essential Teachings, that was published in 2005, is a very important book also, and has inspired many people. His study on the Seerah, for example, the Prophet Muhammad, a role model for Muslim minorities, and he's translated the Madras lectures of Sayyid Suleiman Nadwi, Kidwai's review on the commentary of Sayyid Bukhari of Umar Subedar is also an important contribution. So he's written extensively, Monana, and he's somebody that anybody who goes into the field and wants an introduction to Quranic studies and especially translations will find this book very, very interesting and the scholar interesting.
And then, Mark, can you tell us more about the author of the book?
Yes, the author of the book is Abdulkader Çoğlu. Abdulkader Çoğlu is an independent Islamic scholar of contemporary Islamic thought in South Asia. His earlier works include Islamic Resurgence, Sayyid Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi, and his contemporaries in 2011. And his important contribution, Sayyid Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi, Life and Works in 2012. Two other books written by Çoğlu on Islamic revivalists, Fazlur Rahman Ansari, Life and Thought in 2012, and Abdul Alim Siddiqui and His Mission in 2013. His latest book is How to Study the Quran, Sayyid Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi's Approach in 2018, which we should review at some time. This is an expanded version of his lecture delivered at the K.A. Nizami Center for Quranic Studies at the Aligarh Muslim University. I've had the good fortune of working closely with Ustad Abdulkader Çoğlu, who we know is a teacher of many years now, contributed in the Binoni area, keeping close contact with the ulama also there. and I've had good in the days that I worked closely with Professor Abdul Rahman Doi, then we worked closely with Abdul Qadir Çoğlu as well. And Ustad Abdul Qadir Çoğlu was a good friend of Professor Abdul Rahman Doi also, and he was, you know, always appreciated, Professor Doi always appreciated his diligent scholarship and his work. As far as the blurb of this book, if I can just read the blurb of this book, we conclude about this book, the contributions of Abdul Rahman Kidwai to Quranic studies. Professor Abdul Rahman Kidwai allows readers to interact with the Quranic translations and commentaries through his meticulous and unbiased reviews. From 1649 to the present, Quranic translations in English vary in language, style, and temperament. An accomplished reviewer, Professor Kidwai has set new pathways to approach the meaning and message of the sacred text. To this end, his two-volume Quranic reviews include a broad survey of Quranic literature in the 21st century. Kidwai's Quranic worldview is succinctly expressed in one of his titles, God's Word, Man's Interpretations, a critical study of the 21st century English translations of the Quran. This is a book that actually we have reviewed on this program as well, Mona, before. The present study assumes greater importance and relevance towards a coherent understanding of translations in today's globalized and multi-faith world. And certainly, Abdul Qadir Çoğlu's translation does contribute to translation studies as well, since it is about an important reviewer of Quranic translations, Mona.
Mao, where is the book available?
Yes, the book is available from the author himself, Abdul Qadir Çoğlu from Benoni. Also, there are certain bookstores, including ICRA agencies in Lodium, that keep the book. It is printed by Viva Books, an important publisher in New Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, and other places in India. It's published as part of the Ahsan Quranic Studies series in association with Viva Books, and it was first published in 2019, so it is quite a recent book, and we can acquire it from local distributors. Ask for it and they should be able to acquire it for you, Molana. The title again, The Contributions of Abdul Rahim Kidwai to Quranic Studies, by our own local South African scholar of repute, and a person who has contributed widely to Islamic education in South Africa also, Ustad Abdul Qadir Çoğlu.
Jazakallah khairan, Mawlana, for joining us on the program this morning. Inshallah, we'll speak to you next week.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah ahsan al-jazah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.